Let's go talk now to Paul Grieg. He's the owner of Irishman Shanty in Crookston, Minnesota. And Paul, good to have you here, buddy.
Good afternoon to you.
So, hey, Paul.
So this Irishman Shanty looks like a pretty good place. You got a pretty big menu. What is if you were to ask somebody in Crookston what your signature item on the menu is, what are you most famous for?
I'd say our half-pound shanty burger.
The shanty burger. Mm-hmm. All right, I've got your menu up in front of me, but I saw an article in the paper about your big beat contest.
I think that's making national news. I know somebody put it on their Facebook, and they said they're friends with somebody that works on a Carnival Cruise Line, and he put it on his Facebook, and it's been making it around the world, I think.
Yeah, it's quite a story. So have you been keeping the largest sugar beets at your place for quite some time?
Yeah, it's been a well-kept secret, I guess. We've done it for, I bet you, 20 years. You know, we've off and on, we've been doing it. This is a fun thing to do. It's something we thought would be neat for the guys to kind of look for, you know, and they bring in their sugar beet. They tell me they have to dig them up by hand because the lifters won't pick it up or will cut it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess this particular one, they thought it was a big rock, and they kicked it, and they said, hey, that's not a rock. It's a sugar beet.
And what is the biggest one this year so far?
This year so far, and I think it's going to last here. We run it to the end of, it's the kind of a moving date here, whenever the last, when they call the harvest over, Strobel Farms, and the weight of that one is 31.8 pounds, and that's got to be some kind of record that I can remember from the prior years.
Wow, 31.8. I did a little reading, and I don't think that's even close to average. Usually they, what do they run as far as weight?
You know, they look like potatoes out there. You know, most times you drive by there, I mean, I don't know if they're a pound. What do you think they are?
Well, not much.
Pound and a half?
So the Strobel Farms, do you think they would be maybe cultivating, planting, watering, fertilizing their 31.8 pounder?
I think they just happen to be in the right spot. I don't know if there's enough room or some seeds get together there or a low spot where it gets lots of water. Mm-hmm. Usually I think it's a hedgerow or some area where, you know, where it gets the room, like I say, and put enough more moisture than the other beets. I always ask when they bring them in, I want you to know the farmer's or the grower's name. I don't want people to be growing in the garden. I mean, it's for a little contest. We give them, a dinner for two, and you know, we give them out a couple certificates for second and third. So it's just been something fun to do.
A dinner for two? I tell you, I'm looking at your menu. If I won that, baby.
I'd have crab legs, shrimp,
that filet mignon wrapped in bacon.
I don't care. They have whatever they want. Yeah.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's just fun to do.
The Irishman Shanty. You've been open for 20 years there in Crookston, huh?
Oh, gosh. You know, this place was originally opened by Bud O'Boyle back in 1945. They called him the Crazy Irishman. He put a big, we've never been here. We had our bar, the big shamrock ceiling. So there, if you, it's a recessed lights around a shamrock, and he built the bar here and a little off sill, and we have added on over the years. So it's been going since 1945.
Well, I tell you what, I looked you up online at Irishman Shanty in Crookston. I didn't want this necessarily to turn into a commercial, but it looks like the kind of place I'd like to visit. So maybe it's road trip one day.
Road trip. We're a little neighborhood pub back here on the south end of town in South Main.
This is Paul Grieg. He's the owner. Is it G-R-E-G-E?
Two G's at the end.
Okay, calm. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.